All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Rants and Pickings. It's been a blast. If you listen to us the last few episodes, if you listen to this episode, wow, that's
Do you know the carry last? You know they are the carry nyash. You know.
Yeah, I know, like, you know they carry last. I know they carry nyash. I want chop a hash. I know feel relaxed.
Vanilla, say, make her come. She gave me vanilla.
Pascal, please don't,
chop, chop,
no,
chop,
please don't follow someone that put a dick in someone's ass. You fuck up my For You page.
Yo, what the fuck is on that, man?
Please, Pascal, please.
Yo, who's?
Please, please don't plug. I want memes, not, like, Instagram's already doing too much. I'm already, on Instagram, I'm following a bunch of people that used to be like,
So wait, it's not about porn pages that you cannot find them when you search for them. You have to link them to another account. So if you actually find porn pages, which means you actively look for them.
No, that's not true.
No, fact bro. Vids.
No, the first ones you see.
This account called Fact Vids. They just start plugging random models with ass.
On Twitter, the first ones you see are really light, like a really light, like porn. And then the next one you start tagging is like, oh shit, it gets worse.
Girl.
Yeah.
The one that Paul just showed, it was full on sex, like. Like,
bro,
booty was moving.
They showed the entire thing. Like, he was.
Listen.
All right, let's end this podcast, man. Come on. I'm a very pure child.
I need to go home.
You need
please.
To go home. Yeah.
Exactly.
You just want to get out of this call.
Guess where I had that when I was back home.
She make you vanilla, make her come. Then she give you vanilla, make her chop. Then happily jamila, we carry bum. When you make you like me, bow function.
Best then, stop. Let's go.
Pascal, was that you?
Bro, it's so easy for women to be famous, man.
Oh, you're jealous.
I am, obviously. One video, boom, 2,000 likes, man. You know my highest.
Like mommy water.
It's fucking 4,000 views, man. 362 likes.
Damn. Wait, I think
I'm still at 1,000 likes, man.
All over the world.
Like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You know,
I have
17 videos. Oh, my shit has to be finished. What am I post random stuff? What am I gonna do? Mine's fitness. Just like mental. Well, I haven't started posting anything other than fitness. My MBS. Mind, body, soul. I'm gonna start posting about things that feed your soul. I'm gonna start posting Bible verse on my page. I bring all the Christian Instagram support. I'm gonna start Bible challenges. Huh?
No.
Yo,
this is not the episode, bro.
You just need somebody to.
This is recording, but I'm gonna just delete this shit right now. Because you guys are not being ready.
You're the one that's listening to Come.
Best, I don't know what I'm playing Vanilla Maker Chop Chop.
Somebody send me a.
I was singing as a point, like. To make a break in between them, bro. Like, about just that. I'm like, check your mouth, just play something new song.
Huh?
I was trying to like ease into a new conversation, into the other conversation.
You should have said that.
And it's talking about something else.
I should have said that.
Fucked. Pascal, slide.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go, Pascal.
All right, let's go.
Let's go conclude this.
Remember when we were younger, in high school, when we used to be like forced into like, I don't know, maybe it was just me, but we're like. Egged on by friends into relationship. That's all I could think of.
Yeah,
that was you.
That's just you.
Paul's like, that's just you.
Bro, I've been single for so long.
That's just you. Pascal's always been single.
Why? Bro. Why are you sad? Did you have a girl like?
Paul is always. Pascal is always telling you about all the girls that are interested in him.
But he's always single.
He's never.
What do you do with them? Is it a, quick dip and.
I'm sure I can't get married. So. Sorry, I don't think I can get married.
He said
38. Wait, they must
have
that on Spotify before.
Any woman who's interested, my guy is not ready. Wait till he's 38.
Nah, I'm not ready. I think I'm just used to being single, bro. Hey. Like, it'd be like a complete
bro, change. Bro, keep it bro, that way, no, man. Bro,
it'll be, it really will be. Like, when you get in a relationship, you'll be so confused for the first couple of weeks. Like, how is someone always in your space? Like, all the time.
I don't know what kind of relationship like, I'll be getting like, in, bro.
Not, how do you not have time anymore for yourself like you used to?
Damn.
Like, I know, at some point, you're going to be like, and like, eventually, you're going to adapt to it. Like, it's okay. It's not terrible, but.
Yeah.
The first, like, if you're saying for someone that's used to being just by themselves, you understand the difference. Like, there's a huge shift.
Bro, you go a day without
bestie
writing.
Bestie was single throughout. Yeah, exactly. You go a day without texting. Oof.
So bestie was what?
Bestie was single for like the entire high school, like 4 years straight. Came out of high school, boom, relationship every year, new relationship.
Miracle, he had.
Honestly, I know what it feels like to like always like. Have someone that's like saying, "Oh yeah, you have to text," or someone that's always in your space, that type of shit. But I also like, bro, like just like being official, that type of shit. I don't think I've just like, it's just not happening.
Bro,
time.
Don't do that.
For like don't do that. Anything but official. Just make sure you're not official until you're ready.
Me and Paul are quite the opposite in this situation. Because
you guys are the opposite. Best is like, do it
no,
right away.
No, mine is that, like, why are you shying away from the officiality?
Mm. Nah, I like that. I like where you're coming from.
Bro, the commitment is real at that point.
Exactly. Paul is honest.
The commitment was always real.
No, it's not. No, it's a...
Bro, if you're interested or not, you're not interested. You're interested, you're not. Whether you change the status from being official or change it to... Or you're beating around the bush and just talking to the person maybe every day, but
who's beating around the bush when you're getting what you want? Yeah, you're beating around the bush.
You're beating the bush.
You're in the bush, man. But that's not me, eh? I'm repeating a quote that I heard today from my boy John.
You get this nigga just calling out John.
I'm not talking about the John you know. I met John today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He said that.
Wise man.
You see, Congolese men, we're very loyal, yeah. So
what?
They beat in the bush. They beat in the bush and they beat the bush.
They beat them with bush.
hey. That's you guys, man. Yeah, that's you guys, that's bro. What, I ain't never heard nobody say nothing about Congolese like that, but I heard Nigerians, y'all be doing the most.
Yep,
you do it in your movies, you know that guy slap the girl and then propose and marry me.
No, that was a meme. Now that kind of been an actual movie. There's no way that happened at the exact same time.
Yeah. Slapped her and will you marry me?
No, it was definitely at different times, right?
She said yes, man.
Yeah, that's.
Did they cut things and put it together, or was it at
the same time? Slap, boom.
Slapped her.
It goes on his knees. Marry me. Did he even go on his knees? He didn't go on his knees, eh?
He didn't go. He was standing. What video is that?
Disrespect.
It was an old
Nollywood movie. Is it pure
disrespect? She said yes, man. Before you know it, niggas ain't shit.
I mean,
but she said yes. Me, she liked it.
Hey,
wait. So, Bestin, you like commitment?
I didn't say I like commitments.
Bestin likes to get to the points.
He's just saying that you should not shy away.
Relationship.
About a year ago now.
Serious relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend.
About a year, yeah.
Yeah, best in being serious, man.
I don't want to be beating around the bush because even as it's stressing me out too. If that makes sense,
it's not stressful.
See, for you guys,
it's stressful when you get a relationship.
No, for me, it doesn't change shit. It doesn't change shit when there's a relationship. It doesn't change shit for me. Nothing really changes for me.
See, until it's official. If you see a fine girl on the street, you're allowed to go say hi, get her number. Once it's official, boom. You can't do that no more.
Okay, maybe I might be a hopeless lawyer with my being, but like...
No. Don't change yourself.
No. What mine is that if I start talking to somebody and I'm developing interest, you're kind of my only focus. I don't really see anybody anymore. We're talking. Yeah.
Ladies, you see,
that's like.
This is a man you want. This is a man you need on your corner.
Yeah, fuck. Uh-huh. That's actually.
Come to us when you need a fun quick time.
The problem is that the person becomes a project to me.
You want to build them?
Nah, you guys are
fucking architects. Best of one, BA. We started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Your own image and likeness. I'm dead.
Nah.
Okay, wait. Elaborate. What do you mean by project?
The person becomes like a real-time focus. Like, I'm focusing on like... If I start caring about something, I care about it a lot. Like, way too much. I can also be like... When I started this podcast, like, I cared about that shit a lot. I was like... Watching videos, doing this, doing that, just to make it better. It's the exact same thing when I have a communication with someone. It's like, how do I make this better? It's like, maybe this semester, that's what I'm doing. How do I make studying better? How do I understand this class better? Like, I'm actually doing work out of class, which is unheard of for me.
Get this shameless guy speaking about this on the podcast. I'm actually doing work out of class. Like
bro, everyone. Like,
bro, trust me.
A whole 40 year student saying I'm doing work out of class. I'm
bro,
kidding.
Trust me. Like, Jesus Christ. Unless I have an assignment, I'm not doing shit. Like, bro, I listen in class and I take the exams, bro. I do not.
That's a different level of boldness.
I'll quote Miracle.
I dare try it in science class.
Bro, I did actually in science class.
Or in math 1240.
Bro, trust me. There was some time, like during COVID, sometimes I didn't go to class. I stopped going. Sometimes some classes I went, I didn't go to because I slept off. Too. Like, bro, you know about this COVID shit happening like third year. So like, fuck, like second third year. So like, my second third year is basically write off. Honestly, like, this COVID is a write off. Like, bro,
if I
can exclude that whole year from my GPA, definitely
just
do it right
open
now.
Book.
If I can exclude that whole year from my GPA, I definitely do it. But you know, you have to live with your
errors. People are brave.
Wait, why are you quoting me? Quote me. Let me hear that. What did you say? What that?
Don't sweat the small stuff. I don't worry about these assignments or little papers I have to read.
Don't worry about assignments. It's a little paper.
Bro,
everybody's was telling me one day that he's like, it was due like last week, but like, yeah, I'm almost done now. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? The class is over. Like, they're giving out grades already.
Bro. But actually, some professors can actually let you, if you ask for extension early enough, you can get extension from past the time of exams. Yeah, but that should not be what you really should do as a student. please don't take my advice.
That professor is so generous.
Yeah, just take the loyal part advice.
You end up in debt. Don't take my advice. See, I know where I'm going. Don't take my advice. Wait, I know where
Unless
I'm going.
Let's see where you're going.
my degree is half my requirement for life, honestly. Having a college degree is half the requirement for what I need to do in life. Just half. It's not the main thing. And I cannot have a degree. I can have a very flimsy degree. Nobody who's checking my GPA. Come on, find it. I will not give it to you.
Look at this, Baba. Where your job?
Which job? I'll not give it to you. What are you for my GPA for? What are you need for my certification, my exam certification, which I will have. I have all of them.
I graduated as well.
Abi.
Top of my class.
Do what?
Top of my class.
Don't worry about it.
Do what?
Top of my class. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the truths or the facts. Don't worry about it. I'm top of my class.
But that's
put me to test and you'll find out.
That's actually like very interesting. Like the way you say that, like how you like commitment. Like that's. I actually wish that I could be more like that. And I'm not saying like, oh, I'm shying away from commitment to like sound like I'm immature, type shit. But I also like. I know that, like, I want to be a certain point in my life before I know that, I want to be like, okay, I just want to, like, stay with this one girl. Because I know that, I want to, like exactly, I understand what you mean by, like, make this girl your project.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, like not, like, see, obviously, not, like, turn them to, like, a robot.
I think because of the, Jesus Christ, I'm just going to be, like, a fucking dark
bro,
part.
Go for
but
it.
Good. But the way people see relationships these days is, like,
yeah, it's very twisted.
The image of relationship you see is not actually how relationships are. Like, it's a lot more simpler than that.
Relationships
it's
are
a lot
nowadays.
More fucking simpler than that. Honestly, it's a lot more simpler than that. It's as simple as caring for you, as simple as how you're doing it. It's as simple as Thursday's our night. We go out on our night. I'm sorry, this Thursday I have to do this thing. I apologize. Do it next week. Do it on Thursday. Hang out again. It's much more simpler than it is. It's because people, you see this one, this week, who remember Don't Jealous Me, was basically doing literally a whole party for his girlfriend and for his wife, rather. I'm like, surprisingly high in different places. He even brought this old Yoruba singer come and sing for her because she loves him so much. Like, that's the kind of thing you see online and you think can afford it. Don't Jealous Me was doing Instagram skits with Chifobi, African Ace, all them old ass niggas.
That they was made, a good
they
time,
made
though.
Money. They made money. They went through uni.
That was a good time. That year, Chifobi. All those guys just mentioned Chifobi. Yeah. Don't Jealous Me.
Kaponeski.
Sam Takes Off. Bro, yeah, that was Vine. That was Yellow Vine. It's, that was like a good
those
year.
Guys have made money over the years. Those guys have. Older.
My G, have you ever been with a high maintenance girl before?
That's the problem.
Relationship by single. I'm just giving you example.
See, the problem is that you guys are going for people
who said we're going for them. Hey, if they show up in your life, why not? I didn't go searching for them.
It's the opposite too, because women are now saying, oh yeah, this guy is doing this for this person. That's what I'm saying, it's the opposite, because you see Kaponeski or say, Don't Jealous Me, doing all those things, right? Like, oh yeah, a guy should do that for me. And then you're in university, you're second year in university, you're 19 years old, and you want a guy to do that for you. Which university? Look around university. Who can do that for you?
First date. Listen. We do this first date. We busting. If you got an issue with that, I don't want you.
No, Nachi. The best first date question is simple. How likely are you to shout at me in public?
Huh?
How likely are you to shout at me in public?
Shout
at me, like to scream at me in public. How likely are you to
yell
that?
Like an argument?
And yell. Yeah, how likely are you to me in public?
The likelihood has better be zero. Like, yes. The second they move past 0.1. Yes. If it's 0 points, you're finished.
We cannot be screaming at public and I tell them, oh, we like Bruno Mars. It doesn't work like that.
I feel like if I'm in a relationship with a girl, like, even if a girl is just getting to know me, like, I'll carry myself in a way that I know that she can't even try, like, that kind of shit, bro. Like, where she's, like, yelling at me in public.
But is that
like,
you?
Like, that's crazy, though.
Is that you?
Like, what do you mean?
Are you going to carry yourself differently because you're talking to a girl?
Not different. Yeah, that's me. I think I'll carry, yeah. Like, for her to yell at me. What kind of crazy shit do you have to do for a girl to actually yell at you in public?
Paul, though? I feel like what you're talking about me is, like, I feel like I've been extremely fucking lucky to end up with your...
This guy's coming to my women, bro.
I'm not saying people have been with, I know, high maintenance. I'm just saying that they don't have that mentality of expecting me to. They don't want a father. They want a girlfriend. Exactly. You know what I mean, right? They don't want a source of income. They don't want a sugar daddy. No, they want a boyfriend. They want a companion. No, that's the way it should be. It should be a companionship, not a fucking transaction.
Bro, best speaking from the heart.
Like it or not, the amount of money he spent with a girlfriend.
He hasn't checked his bank accounts, no, man. When you go,
I'm telling you, once you done relationship, your money, your bank account money will start rising. Before then, it's not rising.
You also lose weight.
It's expensive. But when you start thinking about, oh, if I don't find this kind of money, I cannot take my girlfriend out this weekend. That's when y'all starts to cast. That's when issues starts to happen. What you're thinking about, should I have money? First of all, you're thinking about you don't have money. What are you doing there, first of all? Why in a relationship?
Bruh, I'm starting to get the idea of what kind of women Besson thinks we talk to.
No, it's not about is that. If you understand that, if you're going to add, if you're going to add an event to your life every week, it's going to cost money. Especially if you're dealing with a loan or dealing with a person, it's going to cost money. Simple. So even if you're going by yourself or you're going with a girl, it's going to cost money. If you're going with a girl, it's going to cost double the money because you have to buy food. But still, if you're not earning any money whatsoever, if you're just going through school, university, and kind of things, I understand there's a tendency to find somebody to chat with and stuff like that. But if that is where the relationship is heading, whereby you have to spend money to keep the person, just run. Honestly, just run. It's better for your mental health, better for your financial health. You can't on your dates be eating caviar and your house be drinking Gary. It doesn't work like that. No.
Or be driving a car and then your house don't have lights.
So you frame that, bro.
Best guy shit to say today, bro. He be holding this back for a minute. He be holding this back for me.
Bro, frame that, bro.
Oh my god, we're done this fucking episode.
Hey, just a quick disclaimer to the people listening out here.
Bro. It's not advice, though.
He's just speaking for... Okay. Yeah,
no, pause. No, go. He was what?
I'll say you're speaking from experience.
Nah, nigga, that's experience heart.
So best thing used to eat caviar and come back and drink garlic.
Best thing is a lover boy, man.
Yeah, but most of the thing he's saying is right though. If you're not communicating with your partner and it feels like things are too harsh, trust me.
From the beginning, you guys should
talk things out.
That's what I mean by being your true self, not just like your own, like your personality and stuff like that, is also understanding what's in your bank account and knowing truly what level you are.
Bro, are you sweating?
In life.
Bro, my nigga, bro, like under my bed.
I swear, I'm sweating, bro. Bro,
this look how many positions I changed, man.
I'm shitting sweats, bro. This room is hot.
Trust me. Guys, we're gonna get air, so see you next week. Peace.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.